Welcome to the Sensual South, where we talk about the life of a highly sexual couple. Explore thoughts, fantasies, and experiences. If you're under 18, this podcast is not for you. We are not doctors or therapists. Everything we talk about is from our own perspective, and your experiences may be different.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Sensual South. I'm Ken.
And I'm Charlie.
And tonight we have a special topic. We've been asked by several listeners to continue our kind of newbie series, right? And talk about things in the lifestyle. You know, we talked about single males and performance anxiety, and we're going to carry it on to something tonight that neither one of us like, but it is a fact of the lifestyle at times, as it's just a fact of life everywhere. And that is
drama.
It happens, guys. And there are different types of drama, right? So this is not your normal high school drama, although at times I guess it could feel like it.
Feels like it. It definitely does.
But there are other things that go on, right? And couples getting into arguments at a party, that's drama, but that's not what we're talking about. That's just adults having disagreements over things. There's some things that we can do to prevent some of that and to maybe make it easier, but that's not really what we're talking about today. Hey, couples are going to argue every now and then, no matter how great the marriage is. So that's not what we're talking about. But what are we talking about?
Well, how about our first time going to a club? What was it?
Oh, drama.
It was so cliquish.
Yeah.
That goes down to the high school level.
Yeah.
You know, if you didn't fit into their group or you didn't wear these certain type of clothes or, you know, I mean, it was silly.
It was silly.
Her hair wasn't right, the right color.
Right. Right. So the types of drama that we've experienced in the lifestyle, and just kind of at a high level, and we'll dive into each one of these, or the cliques like Charlie just mentioned, right? Jealousy.
Big time.
It happens.
Yep.
It really does. And that's sad. I'm not getting what I want.
Yes.
and the other one is somebody trying to dominate the play with only their desires.
That even happens way more than you would think.
Way more.
Yes.
So let's dive into it. Cliques. So this is the high school type, in my opinion.
Very, very much so.
And we've seen that like our first time at the club, to where groups would form up and, you know, five or six couples in the group, and they would kind of wall themselves off. And if you even approached to talk, or they would just kind of shun you because maybe you weren't in their little clique. They didn't know you and they weren't really interested because they had their little play circle.
That is something you actually do see a lot in the clubs. Like we said, you can see it in house parties, but not nowhere near as much. But like Ken said, you know, if you're not the right size or just whatever. I mean, it's even worse in high school because they have so many different criterias, right? That they'll literally turn their back on you. They won't even look at you. And it's very cliquish.
Yeah.
We had that happen.
Yeah. And sometimes it's socioeconomic status. Sometimes it's race. Sometimes it's this or that. I mean, it can be different things. And look, we're not saying that you shouldn't have your preferences. I don't think that's what we're saying
at
all.
No, not at all.
But I think what we're saying here is that not even being warm, welcoming, and friendly just because, oh, I don't want to have sex with you tonight. Come on. That gives everybody a little bad taste, right? And I think that that's cost some people some very valuable lifestyle experiences.
I think, you know, if you think back, we've known some people that got out of it because they didn't fall in a clique.
Right.
Or,
oh, I can't go anywhere because I'm not in the right clique.
Right. I'm not going to go to that party because so-and-so is there.
Oh, yeah. That
they didn't want to sleep with me. You know, we know, hundreds of people in the lifestyle. We have not slept with nowhere near that many.
Right. Nowhere.
You know, you won't. But that doesn't mean you have to be rude and disrespectful and
right.
The drama.
And look, just because, again, your sexual preferences are your sexual preferences. But just keep in mind that those people are people. And, you know, even if you don't play, you should be cordial, in my opinion, anyway.
Oh, no, you're right. I mean, you know, even if they're in the lifestyle, they still have feelings. I mean, right. You know, not just sexual feelings. They have feelings.
They have feelings as people.
As people. They're yeah. people. Can you believe that?
Yeah. And I think a story that kind of echoes that is that you remember some of our motorcycle riding friends, we took two of them to a club in Nashville.
Yes.
And look, guys, they're great people, but they obviously didn't fit in for that club, right? But they just wanted to go and experience, and they knew that we did. We were there, and they knew that we kind of knew the ropes, and so they asked us to take them, and we did. I was embarrassed for them, and I was embarrassed. Actually, I shouldn't say that. I felt ashamed of the people at the club because of the way they were treated.
If you remember, we did not go back for a while.
Yeah, we didn't. And it was, you know, they were trying to get feeling out, and they were both nervous. You could tell they were both new, but because of whatever perceived thing, people would just kind of walk by them and turn up their nose. And they're great people, right? I mean, I think that's one of those things to where just because you walked in wearing the wrong t-shirt or you wore a t-shirt, that somebody would treat you that way. I think, come on, guys. I think we're better than that. Or I think we should be.
We should be. Mature, maybe? I mean, yeah, that's, I mean, is that the word that comes to mind? Seriously, is you got to be mature.
Yeah. And some people do treat it like a fashion statement or a social economics. I don't know. It's just not right to me. I just don't like it.
No, I mean, let's face it. It's fun to dress up.
It is.
Right? I love to put on the sexy clothes and go in there.
But we've been riding motors. I mean, I think we rode motorcycles there.
We did. So yeah. The sexy clothes was kind of almost out.
Right.
Right. But we did show change in the bathroom, but they seen us before we changed, if you right. remember. You right. know?
Yeah.
And that's really what it was. It was, they didn't come in wearing the right clothes. They weren't sexy enough or dressed right. sexy enough as we right. came in.
Yeah. I mean, I think that had something to do with it for sure. The other one that I want to talk about, and I'm going to kind of bounce around from how I initially listed them and talked about them. But the other one that I see more, well, I guess not more often than not, but the, I'm not getting what I want causing a fight. Not a physical fight, because I've seen none of those in the lifestyle.
No, I've never.
But arguments and dislike and distrust. So I'm not getting what I want. And sometimes you'll see people in the lifestyle and they will they will become monogamous in the lifestyle.
Yes.
So they'll pick another couple and they'll be completely exclusive with those couples.
We just learned there's a word for that.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
We didn't know that till like last week.
Yeah. But, and we have seen this happen, that somehow that dynamic doesn't give everybody what they want. And I can tell you how I've seen it occur, because we've known this to happen 3 times.
At least, yes.
And 2 of them failed miserably the exact same reason.
Yes.
So here's what happens. Couple, fairly attractive. They're attracted to the female of the other couple, but not the male.
Right.
So they go, well, we can kind of have a unicorn. Sometimes, sweetie, you'll have to take one for the team or whatever. We'll just kind of make this a monogamous thing so that we can play without condoms, or we can do this or whatever. We can bypass some rules. And this is where I think it's really disingenuous of the couple trying to get there because of these reasons, right? You're trying to bypass rules. So anyway, well, obviously, if the dynamic is you are only with that other couple, and I think the term is square.
Square.
Right? Mm-hmm. You're only with that other couple. I think that's okay. If that's what you
want
to do.
That's what you want. If all 4 of you want
that. And all 4 of you agree, that's fine. But if a couple is only interested in the female, and they do this and then kind of try to push out the male, that causes problems.
Yes.
And that causes the worst type of drama, because not only do people leave the lifestyle, but sometimes they get divorced.
Right.
And that's nasty.
Yes.
Really, really nasty. And
you go from high, you know, a lot of people in the lifestyle hide it.
Right.
Right. So you have this happen and then they get a divorce. Guess what's no longer hidden?
The lifestyle.
Right. So you have your children, you have your family. I mean, it's bad, you know. you got to be, that's communication. I think that's the main key right there, right?
And it all stems from this feeling of, I'm not getting what I need out of this, right? So think about the, in this case, let's just play, let's just say that it was what the couple was really interested in the guy, not the girl.
Right.
And so Charlie, if you were the girl in that situation and you're expecting this fulfilling sex, this extracurricular activity, this enjoyment with your partner, and then all of a sudden you felt pushed to the side, you are going to feel...
you're going to feel left out. You're going to feel hurt. You're going to feel ugly. You're going to feel like you're not desirable.
I'm not getting what I want from this.
Right, right.
And that's usually, that's the intelligent way to have that conversation with your partners. Look, I don't think this is working. I'm not getting what I wanted. And I don't think this is what we agreed to. It usually doesn't manifest itself that way. It's like, you're a dick. I'm not getting what I want. This is not what we agreed to, asshole.
He's right there. No, but yeah, the couples that we know.
That's kind of what happened.
Yeah, exactly what happened.
And it's something to, you know, we commonly in these things give advice, and I'll say, listen, way to stop this. Look, if you're going into the lifestyle, I would encourage you to not immediately seek monogamy in the lifestyle. That, if you are seeking another couple to be in a long-term intimate relationship, that's polyamory. You're not, well, I can't say you're not.
Not quite polyamory.
But well, it could be.
Yeah.
I mean, it's bordering that way. I would encourage you to probably not go the lifestyle route to find it. You could, but I think most adults in the lifestyle, we're looking for friendship connections with extracurricular playtime.
With the benefits.
Yeah, the friends with benefits guest scenario, right? Where we get to explore our sexuality, get to fulfill fantasies, get to do things with people that we have common interest with and we like, right? If you're going to seek more than that, an intimate, committed relationships, you're asking for a lot. And there's a reason why a lot of poly is triads. It's easier to make it work with three than four.
Right.
Every time you add somebody, it becomes more difficult. Right. And especially when you take two people who are in a committed relationship into another couple with a committed relationship, it is very easy for one of those people to not have that connection. And then it's that common, I am not getting what I want from this.
If you think about it, two out of the three ended up being poly relationships, and then the two that originated, they didn't stay together.
Right. And their marriage failed, which is sad. Yeah. I hate to see that, which I think we need to do a podcast on that just in and of itself. God, we don't need to do too many of these deadbeat ones, you know, these downtrodden ones in a row. But one of the ones we need to do a little bit later on is marriage and relationship status in the lifestyle. Not using the lifestyle to try to save your marriage.
Right. Right, absolutely.
God, that never works. But we'll talk about that in a future episode. That's not what we're here talking about today. So that I'm not getting what I want. And this one honestly makes me feel super sad for the person not getting what they want. Because you were in a committed relationship with your partner. You started this together. And now all of a sudden, we're not together.
Right.
Or even if you are still together, you may not feel that intimate connection that you once had.
And it's not always easy to get it back, as we found out for some of those people.
Yeah. Right? Some never recovered.
Right.
So, all right, let's move on. This, I'm going to save the green-eyed monster for last, but somebody dominating at playtime. And we've seen this in every group dynamic. Small group dynamic, two couples playing. We've seen it in large group dynamic, 10 people or more, right, to where somebody feels empowered and like they're going to control everybody's enjoyment.
It's over being a type A. It's way past that.
Well, I mean, I've seen it down to, no, you're supposed to be fucking her and doggy right now. What are you doing?
Right.
That's missionary. That's not what we plan on. You have to be in doggy because this girl's got to be this way. And this guy, it's like, what the hell, dude? And I said, dude, that's usually what happens.
Yes. Yeah. I don't know. I think the last one we know that's dominant that was a female.
It was. But I mean, most of the time you'll see like the one person to take on, you know, what is what the orchestra conductor?
What you can't see is Ken's like he's got
like a puppet masters
on. Yeah. He's singing like, his hands up and down. Marionettes.
Yeah, like everybody's just got in this one. If you know me very well, that one doesn't work at all. But it, I've seen this play out at clubs, at house parties. I've seen it try to happen at people's homes. I mean, it is just silly. It's silly because think about this. All right, let's just say that you're at a, you're in a playroom and it's three couples, six people.
Right.
And you've got one person trying to dictate the position everybody's having sex in and what acts is going to happen, who, and when, if there's going to be switching and who's going to switch with who and what the position this and what the, oh, and now we've all got, I mean, first of all, this ain't a fucking movie. Quit directing me. And for somebody like myself who has performance anxiety, now you're trying to give me step by step. Dude, it's not going to work.
But also you're not one to be dominated
no.
either. Okay. So he would have both.
Probably I'd have a problem with both. But yeah, and I hate that. So we were at a party once and a guy was having sex with another girl and she was kind of the center of the tension at the party, right? It was kind of there was other play, but the other play was really kind of being fluffer for her because she right. wanted multiple partners. And one guy was taking a little bit long and another guy tapped him on the shoulder and said, "Hey, move out of the way." Wait, what?
You interrupted me.
Whoa, bro, what? And again, no physical fight. To the guy's credit, got tapped on the shoulder. He moved, but he left the room.
Right.
And when he left, his wife left. When his wife left, another girl left. And then that guy's husband was like, "Oh, what's going on?" That girl's husband was like, "What's going on?" And so everybody just kind of, like half the room just kind of walked out because this guy walked out upset. Now, that was not his intention.
No.
But it's what happened.
Right. It was his intention to get out of the situation.
Correct. Right.
But like, everybody else has felt what we don't want to be in that situation either.
Well, I think a lot of people were, because he was a popular guy, were concerned. Like, what the hell's wrong with him? Right. His wife certainly was.
Oh, definitely.
Right. And then, well, now you've just killed everybody's play just because one guy could not wait.
Right.
I have to go right now.
Right.
He was entitled to be in the position. That, see, in trying to dominate the playtime like that, like, no, nobody else. Look, if you're in a group play, everybody's important, right? I mean, everybody's equally important. Unless it's like when we did your gangbang, which we need to do a story on.
Right.
Like, you are the center of attention. And if there would have been other girls there, sorry, Charlie, this is hers. This is her center at the moment, right?
Right.
Play, have a great time, whatever, but she's the center. So, same thing with playtime when it's been, you know, a special thing for me or anybody else that we participated in special events for. They're the center and you have to be okay with that, with and, whatever, you know.
I mean, and sometimes the center just happens. I mean,
right.
My female orgy, right?
Yeah.
I became center. I didn't try. I admit we didn't go there for that reason. Sometimes it happened, but everybody was in agreement.
Yeah.
Right? Even the men stood by the walls watching. They were totally in agreement. They didn't care that it was just all women. Of course not. But,
right.
You know, what I'm saying is, but no one said, "Hey, move."
Right. Or no one tried to take control
right.
of the situation. It right. just happened. Well, that one girl kind of took control, but her thing was more like, no, we're pleasing her. Everybody else just stay back.
Right. She wanted to make sure the guys who could have hurt me. Right.
Or could have tried to take advantage.
Right.
Not that I would have let it happen, but again, she didn't really know.
Yeah, she didn't know us. I mean, we're strangers.
Right.
Right.
Quite literally.
So she was literally, she was taking care of me per se. Right. But she wasn't being dominant. She was just making sure that
she was safe. Polite. I think when we told the story, we kind of played it up a little bit, but she really was polite.
She was polite. Yes. Yeah.
Now let's talk about the bad one. And we've seen this again come up many times. Jealousy.
That's probably the biggest drama.
Yeah.
Ever in life.
And that too. And you might, and those of you who are new are going, "Wait, whoa. You're swingers. You're having sex with other people. How the hell are you jealous?
You've agreed to this.
Like, this is what you said you were going to do, bro. Why are you jealous?" it happens, and it happens in a lot of different ways. I've seen it most with women getting jealous of other women, or at least the ones I paid attention to.
Yeah, or maybe it's their spouse or their other doing something to them that they thought only happened in their bedroom, right?
Yeah.
The actions or so a look.
I'll tell you the story of the one that came to mind. Again, we're not telling names. I'm going to keep the story vague enough that it can't be identified as to who and when. But there was a guy who had been pining for a girl in the lifestyle for a while. And we were at a party, and you could tell that there was this pining going on, right? That, oh, I've wanted to have sex with her. I wanted to have sex with her. And he finally got a chance. He ignored his wife.
Right.
Most of the evening.
That was not cool.
That was not cool at all. Again, I'm not getting what I want thing, kind of. But in this case, she was completely jealous because she was like, am I not good enough here? Wait, I'm here. And you're just.
And so, I think that we're also used to playing together.
They were. At that point, right? And that was kind of a walk off, sneak off, have sex in a room together.
Right.
Without her.
Right.
And so, again, going back, if you'll remember our rules conversation that we had, violation of rules, violation of trust, definitely it may not have been intentional, but they certainly made the wife jealous and feel not as important.
Inadequate.
Inadequate.
Yeah, I mean, she. I felt bad for her.
So I've seen that happen the other way, too, but just not as often, I don't think.
I don't know.
I've seen girls go after guys pretty hard. I'm talking about the exact same scenario.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't think I've ever seen that.
Yeah, I see where girls go after guys, and it's this pining thing, and then the husband gets jealous. I haven't seen that one quite as often. Now, what I have seen happen, and this goes back to rules, boundaries, communication with your spouse, is the communication between two play partners outside of the play dynamic becomes too intimate.
Yes.
And that has caused serious jealousy issues to the point that some people step back from the lifestyle for it. Those words. Some people have stepped away from the lifestyle because of it.
More than we know a lot. I mean,
I wouldn't say a lot. We know several.
We know several. Right.
But it happens. It does happen. I can't say that it doesn't. Just like any other social dynamic, work, things like that, sometimes communication boundaries can be crossed.
Right.
That's why I think that the communication between play partners is so important. And we're kind of jumping into, you know, what can we do about these now? But, and we can talk a little bit more about it. But in that case, one, if you're so enamored with somebody, you're in the lifestyle. If you're in the lifestyle, you need to tell your partner, I'm so enamored. So at least they know, and they're probably going to look at you like you just grew a third head, but at least there's communication about it. And so if you get a chance and you just kind of snuck off, they're not as shocked.
Well, one, you shouldn't sneak off.
Well, I agree. Right. But the conversation should be had
at home. It should not be had done at the party.
No, I agree.
At the place. Communication is extremely important. What I was going to say earlier, and it kind of went with your what do you do, is there's a podcast that we listen to, and one of was she a hot wife?
Yeah, it's a hot wife.
I don't remember.
Authentic Hot Wife podcast.
I think that's a good one if you want to listen to it, but I'm not sure.
You know what we need to do? We need to compile a list of the podcasts we listen to around swinging.
Right.
The ones that we personally enjoy.
Yeah.
And post that just to say kind of thanks to those guys. Because I think it's really cool. I think we need to do that in the show notes.
Well, since I'm going to be creating a Facebook page and Twitter, we can add it to them too.
Yeah.
Woo. Woo. I had a little plug-in right there. Sorry, guys. But what she did is she realized a little late that she was getting too enamored.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And she talked to her husband about it. Yes, he got a little jealous. But he was thankful that she spoke to him, and their fix for this so it never happens again is when they chat, us all three are on the chat. That doesn't mean he's going to chat, or that doesn't mean she's going to chat.
Right.
Right? It just means they're there.
So they can read each what each other says.
And they're not being nosy. Right. That way she
it's
doesn't
just
have
assurance.
To, it's assurance. She doesn't have to run to him every go, oh, this just happened. Here, read this. You know, he's right there. He can read it. If she says, oh, hen, go look, you know, go look at your message, he can do it at his time.
Right.
Right. I think that's a good idea.
I think in certain circumstances, that's obviously the best idea in some cases, right? I just think that communication in the lifestyle is so important.
Yeah, I'm going to plug Ken, because it's one of my things that he does that I like, is he actually will talk to the guy more than I do sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, I like that. That gives me
of course she
assurance.
She forgets that I also have her talk to the girls more than me.
But that's because he's shy.
That too. Yeah.
I'm just horribly kidding. Shy.
That is some, you know what? That's one of the secrets about me that not a lot of people know. I'm horribly shy.
It's funny.
And I just told every one of our listeners.
It's funny because if you notice, he's the one who talks more on here. He's great. His job, he has to talk to thousands of people, but he's really shy. Really shy. So I do actually, I enjoy it. I'll actually be his wingman, right? I'll go talk to her and I'll do all that. But he does that for me and I like it. That I found when we started doing that, I was like, oh, you know, I really like that, honey. You know, it's anyways, I just wanted to make that as a suggestion for some people out there. It really works.
So let's talk about what we can do. One, around the clicks, the clicking up thing, I don't think you can fully stop it.
No.
But here's what I would encourage newbies or those who experience it and just don't know what to do. Here's my advice. Don't partake.
Right.
I don't partake in clicks. If somebody tells me I can't be friends with somebody, or then I'm going to go be friends with that person. I'm going to go see why.
And let me tell you, that has happened. Yeah. Someone had told us, I'm not going to be your friend no more. Literally, I'm not going to be your friend no more because you're friend with her. Okay?
Bye. Bye, Felicia.
You're right.
I'm a contrarian when it comes to stuff like that. I just don't partake. And usually it's a minor misunderstanding that causes that kind of thing. And I just feel like I'm not going to shun anybody.
And I just want to say, you know, if you're at a club that wasn't at a club, if you're at a club and you notice it being clicky, just don't hang.
Yeah.
Right.
Just go do your own thing.
We hang by ourselves, do our own thing. And you would be surprised at the people who come over and just talk, you know,
And be welcoming. Listen, they don't have, we've had people sitting at our table that were not in our range for sexual attraction.
Right. Absolutely.
But great people to hang out with and party with.
Loved them.
And they knew it. And they didn't try.
No, they felt the same way.
But we had drinks. We had a great time.
Oh, laughed.
And
oh
would God. Never shun. And still had plenty of play partners that night.
Right.
So don't do that. Try to be the person that doesn't fit into anything, but fits into everything.
And I mean, what we've met judges doing that. The amount of people we've done by not.
Well, we've not done them all. Thanks, hon.
I didn't mean done. I meant met. Sorry. Can't be done most of them. Shh. But no, just
we
kidding.
Haven't.
No, we're very picky, actually. So no, we haven't.
Just don't partake.
Right.
I like to say that I kind of had this mindset about a lot of things. Hey, man, whatever kind of party I'm at, that's the kind of party I'm at, right? I mean, whatever, I'm going to go with the flow. I'm not going to try to be clicky. I'm going to walk and try to have conversations and engage with a bunch of different people if I can, right? I'm not, as shy as I am, I still try to communicate with people. So let's talk about what to do about the dominant person. The person trying to dominate the play situation. Now, I can tell you what I do, and I'm different. Because even though I'm shy, I'm also pretty alpha.
Not pretty. He's gorgeous. He is very alpha.
So usually that'll cause me to go, hey, come here. You probably don't want to do that. Like that. It's going to cause some bad things to happen. You probably don't. And I'm not threatening anybody or anything. That's not what I'm saying. I'm letting them know that playtime's going to stop if you keep that up. Like, people are not going to invite you anymore.
Right.
And so you probably need to check it a little bit.
If you think about it, I think it was our first party. We talked about it on here already. Our single, that single male who kind of wanted that lady and wouldn't stop.
Yeah.
She said no. Her husband said no.
Well,
so he was trying to dominate.
Neither one of them had said no. He didn't ask.
Oh, that's true.
He assumed that he, because he was this handsome, well-endowed man, that he could just have his way with any woman at the party. And no, that's not how that works. Get out.
That's right.
And if you don't want to get out, we'll escort you out. Then we're going to come back in here
but
and play. That's,
but Ken handled it that way, right? I mean, he's like, "Yo, bro. Hey, dude, that's not cool." You know, and he still didn't stop. So he was out the door.
Right.
I mean, he was gone.
So, all right. So let's talk about the I'm not getting what I want. The squares and the one person of a foursome being left out and things like that. Here's my opinion, Charlie, and this one, I know this one because I know you know some of these the people that were left out and probably have a different personal take on this, so I really want to hear that. But in my opinion, it is their partner's responsibility to pay attention to the signals that their partner is giving off. And it is their partner's responsibility to nip it in the bud immediately.
I do agree with you with that. Mm. However, it's also that person's responsibility.
Mm.
Right? He or she should be very open. Honey, I'm not enjoying this. Or,
yeah, you know what? That's a good point.
They should be very open and communicate. And you're going to notice we're going to say this through all of them. Communicate.
Right.
Right. Every one of them is communicate. But since we have seen it happen, and I know Ken's looking at it as my protector.
Right.
I mean, that's, of course, you know, that's how he was looking at that. If it was him, he would stop it. He watches my signals. I watch his signals. If I see he's not having a good time, forget it. We're not going to do it. We'll either leave, we'll go find somebody else.
But we're polite.
But we are polite. Yeah. I'm not like standing up, stomping away. Yeah. I'm very polite. But although
we have seen a lady walk out of an event, slamming doors, slamming cars on her husband and pulling off and leaving him.
Yes.
We have seen that.
Yes.
So it's uncommon, but it has happened.
It has. And you would think in this lifestyle, because you're choosing to do this, that some of this stuff wouldn't happen, but jealousy creeps in there or that dominance in that square. And that's usually what it is too, right? Somebody else saying, we want that person or that man. And a lot of times this is right where the guy's with his wife, hey, let's get the girl.
Right.
Right. But it's that partner that she needs to pay attention to her husband's or her.
And notice that if they're being left out, that's both of them have responsibility, responsibility. But I know if it was you that was in that, I would feel hurt if you didn't look back and go, we're not doing that to him.
Right. I'm going to give an example of something that happened with us not too long ago. We had found a play partner. We were at a hotel and it took me a little bit longer to get ready. And when I come out there, they were playing. And so I sat on the dresser just watching. It wasn't anything bad. I was really enjoying it. But Ken didn't realize that I was actually enjoying it. He thought, do you remember?
Yeah, that you were just sitting up there kind of left out.
And, you know, and I'm like, oh, no, you know. So it's just communication. I wasn't being left out. He's seen that I was by myself, and he was like, ooh, wait a minute.
And I immediately pulled her in, immediately reconnected.
Right.
And tried to make it all okay.
And it was already okay.
But I think try to be attentive to your partner.
Right.
I really do think that that's a key. Jealousy.
Mm.
God. Guys, look, jealousy in a marriage, jealousy dating, jealousy in the lifestyle, communicate. If it looks like you're hiding something, even if you're not, to your partner, you're hiding something.
Right.
No matter if they want to take a cavalier and coy attitude, nah. Inside, they know, they feel like if it looks like you're hiding, they probably feel it.
Right.
Don't do that.
You've got to talk.
I am not a jealous person, but I have been jealous.
Yes, he has. So, I am a jealous person, and he knows that. And there's not, most of them I'm not, but there's been times I was jealous.
Yeah.
I mean, we're married, we're in love. If you don't have a little bit, I don't know.
I mean, I don't have, the only times I can say that I've been jealous is when I felt like somebody was actively trying to take you away.
Right.
Or dominate your time.
Right. Right.
Occupy your time.
Yep.
Yep. And so those are the only times I really felt jealous, but, and I'm not a jealous person. So.
And he's not. He's not kidding. He's not.
So if I get jealous, then it can happen to anyone, I feel. Yep. So communicate, talk. Don't hide anything. Don't hide anything. If you think somebody's hot and your partner goes, "Hey, you think they're hot? I caught you looking. You think they're hot?" Don't say no.
That's not what your face was just saying.
Not only are you lying to them, you're possibly lying to yourself. If you're looking, look, if you're in the lifestyle and you're looking and your partner is so jealous that you can't acknowledge somebody else, that you're sexually attracted to somebody else, you probably shouldn't be in the lifestyle.
Absolutely correct. He is so correct right there.
We're bad because we'll be in anywhere and we're talking about, ooh, that girl or ooh, that guy.
I'll look at him and say, ooh, do you see that girl's ass right there?
Yeah, I mean, we are very not jealous people. Right. Well, Charlie's more jealous personality than me. But even us, we've been struck by it. Talking is how we got over it. Talking is how you prevent it.
Right.
Talk. And it do not hide a single thing.
Right. Because a lot of times it's innocent, just chatting, but it's not.
If you turn your phone face down when your partner walks in and you're chatting with somebody, what'd you say?
Even if it's habit, right?
You know, what'd you say? You know, I mean, so you gotta watch those kind of things. So that's how you deal, in my opinion, deal with jealousy.
Very much communicate.
So a couple of things a little different this week that I want to do. So we did a Charlie story time.
Yep.
Let's do a Ken story time.
About time.
It's about time.
Yeah.
You know, we should probably think about, like, when we talk about improving the podcast, I thought about this. What if we did segments? Like, every week we had certain segments that were always there, like a newbie segment where we talked the newbie corner, and then we talked about maybe upcoming lifestyle events in the South.
That'd be cool.
And talk about that in an entire segment. And then maybe we talk about occasional story times, because we don't have a billion stories.
We don't.
Right? But maybe we would have and maybe an interview segment. And we could talk about having like different segments on different podcasts for different things. But that way, you know, every time you tune in, I say tune in, the damn radio. Every time you download the podcast and play it, there's going to be the new segment, or there's going to be the newbie segment or whatever.
I really like that idea, because how many times today, right? I've had somebody today say, "I really like your first one." And why? Because what was it?
Rules.
And so when I talk to that person, they're like, that's interesting. Now I learned something.
Right.
And I think a lot of newbies are connecting with us. Right. Yeah. So for you guys out there who are not, you just have to forgive us for some of these, but they really are asking, "Hey, we want to know more."
Right. And I don't think it's bad for us more experienced people to talk about the rules and go back to remembering some of the fundamentals that we might have forgot or take for granted.
Take for granted, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
So, all right. So, Ken's story time. So, this goes well. Okay. I have to ask permission. Can I tell a story time from before we were married?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Can I tell a story time that doesn't involve you?
There was one before we got married. I'm just kidding, guys. Yes, honey.
Okay. So this is going back.
Thank you for asking.
This is going back to young Ken. Way young Ken. Well, not way young. I was legal age, but young Ken. So I owned an arcade.
Oh, so you're talking way before me.
Yeah, way before
you. Oh, you go, dude. Just kidding.
So there was these sisters that were in the town of this little arcade, and I wasn't rich. I just got a lucky opportunity to buy an arcade for $500. the tables were all coin op, and so they were leased for 50% of the profit. I mean, it wasn't any, that big of a deal. But I was in there late one night, closing up. Two sisters come in. They were like, oh, you're closing. We want to play. Play pool? Yeah. Okay. Well, you can play. I'm closing up, so you guys can just play a couple games. And I'm counting money and, you know, restocking drinks for the next day and doing all this kind of stuff, and they're playing. Then they tried to get me to come play. All right. And so I won't go play. And then they run out of money. And I won't give them change because I just counted all this shit. Right. I'm not doing it. Like, this is my stuff for tomorrow. I'm not doing it. But I did have the key to the table. And they knew it, but I wouldn't go unlock it for them. So they kept on and kept on and kept on. They're like, all right, well, just if you come play us, you can unlock the table and we'll have a great time. I was like, okay, how are we going to have a great time? We'll play strip nine ball. We'll do what? We'll play strip nine ball. Wait, you two are sisters and you're hot. You want to play strip nine ball with me? Yeah. We played strip nine ball. At that point in my life, I was a pretty good pool player.
You're still a pretty good pool player, by the way.
Well, I was better then. Way better then. So I'm standing there fully clothed and they're naked. Well, I say naked. One girl had on a bra, left. The other girl, her panties were gone. The other girl had on panties, no bra. That was all they had left. And if they lost this next game, they would be completely naked and they still wanted to play pool. So I said, okay, listen, it's not worth it. Look, y'all are both naked. What would happen? Like, if I win, what do I actually get now? And they said this and started making out with each other. They promptly lost that next game of pool, and we had an awesome threesome at that arcade that night. That was my first one.
Your first threesome?
First one. Yeah, that was my very first threesome. And it was two stepsisters. They weren't real sisters. They were stepsisters. But it was hot. It was so much fun. And you know what? They never came and did it again. I'm so disappointed.
Sorry.
My young impressionable mind. I feel so used. No, I don't.
No, we didn't.
Not at all. But yeah, that was so hot. They went down on each other on the pool table. They both blew me. We had sex for a while. It was an aw. In fact, I was locking up at 11 and I went home at 4.
So why haven't you found us girls like that now? See what you did by telling the story. See?
See what I did? I don't think they make them anymore.
I think I have to agree with you. We have a hard time finding.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think it was a special occasion. Both of them were probably drunk or whatever.
Didn't matter. You had fun, right?
Yeah, I did. I did have fun. So that was a quick Ken story time, just not to go too long. I've tried to pick one that I could tell pretty quick. So yeah, that was Ken story time. Now, one other thing that I want to talk about before we end. So you guys know, if you follow us, we host our podcast on Anchor, right? And we have fan-supported options turned on, and we put an ad in our podcast just to kind of help recoup some of this freaking money we've spent buying all this crap. See, I can't
it's
do
not
anything.
Crap. It's great stuff.
I can't do anything halfway, man. I have to go spend way too much money every time I want to do something.
Oh my gosh. And he said that on the radio. Oh, wait, that's not the radio. And he said it on the podcast.
You're old too. You're old too. So
he never admits that kind of stuff.
Yeah. So what do you guys think? Because we've talked a little bit about this and we're in the process. We're going to set up our Twitter. We're going to set up.
We're going to do Facebook, Twitter. All social media.
I think we're even going to go to Cassidy and Swing Lifestyles and create those accounts and just kind of make those our main accounts.
Reddit.
Make all of those. We might even make a subreddit. We should probably look at doing that. Subreddit.
I think it should be a subreddit.
For our podcast. Yep. I think we'll do that. But we had kind of noodled around the idea of turning off the listener-supported options on Anchor and opening either a Patreon or an OnlyFans.
Right.
And that way, you guys could get, you know, for whatever, we wouldn't be expensive because we're just not that way. But
just donate.
If you donated to us through that way, you could get kind of more interactive chats with Charlie and myself. And maybe we could talk Miss Charlie into posting some fun content. And maybe even some of our play partners would be interested, would keep their faces out of it, of course, but posting some
if they want to,
some playtime content that we record from Charlie.
Actually just have video.
And me.
And you. You sexy ass. Yes.
So, what do you guys think about that? Just let us know. I mean, we're not going to do it tomorrow. We've got some more talking and logistics and things to think of, and we might have to leave Anchor. Some of the other things that we talked about doing is like having a Discord server for the podcast. If you're a member of our, if you listen or support us and things like that, and doing bonus content,
right?
Like maybe do video podcast with Charlie nude. Of course,
heck yeah.
She's nude anyway, but it would just be with video cameras. Okay.
They didn't know that till now. I have to get ready, right? So my readiness is getting naked.
So guys, just let us know. Send us, you know, email or voice comments. Let us know what you think about that. And we'll probably make that happen one of these days. But with that said, that's it for tonight.
Have a great night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.